Jesus. You're welcome to Living Jesus. My name is Chika Onyangsi, and thank you so much for joining today. And I'm always happy, I'm always excited to bring the Word of God, which is truth, which is light, which is life, unto you. And so quickly, would I just like us to look at what I have titled, You as a Watchman. You as a Watchman. I was listening to a message about watchmen, you know, from a preacher that I love to listen to, you know, a whole lot. And I remember trying in the evening to study, because I listened to that message about the watchman in the morning. But in the evening, while I tried to study, my Bible was open. I mean, I had not even opened where I wanted to go to study. And then that was Ezekiel 33. You can take your time and read that chapter. And I realized it was talking about the watchman. And it dawned on me that was something the Lord needed me to look at. And so I began to look at it. So I'll just share briefly with you, according to the timing that we have, just a few things you can understand about who a watchman is, and then you can go and study the rest of it yourself. So I will start by who a watchman is. Of course, we know that a watchman is, you could have a watchman who either an intercessor, a prophet, who stands and communes with God, receives messages, or picks up things from God for a people, for a person, for nations, you know, as directed by the Holy Spirit. Now, whatever it is he receives from God is according to the will of God. So he has no control of what he receives, but what is given to him is what is expected to see. Hallelujah. And so we had several people like that in the Bible. You will have people like Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah, Prophet Ezekiel, you know, even our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus would tell you that what he says is what he gets from the Father. I'm paraphrasing. So for every time Jesus was talking, he was saying what he heard the Father say. And so let's just look at who a watchman is. I would like to just read Isaiah 21. From verse 6 to 9, he says, For thus hath the Lord said unto me, Go, set a watchman. This is Isaiah speaking. He says, Let him declare what he seeth. 7. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses and a chariot of camels, and he hearkened diligently with much heed. 8. And he cried, A lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. 9. And behold, here cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he had broken unto the ground. Hallelujah. So here you have the Lord saying to Isaiah to set a watchman and tell the watchman to declare what it is that he sees, meaning appoint someone. So a watchman is appointed by God. You don't appoint yourself a watchman, he appoints you. Now, appoint that man, and whatever he sees, what I show unto him, that should be what he should declare. So a watchman will declare only what the Lord sees, not what he feels people should see. No, not what any man told him that people need to see. No, but what he shows is what the Lord has given to him. Now, that seeing might be visions, it might be dreams, it might be you even hearing the voice of God or the voice of your spirit man, and it might just be a knowing. Hallelujah. So that's a knowing of revelation. So you just know, but you don't know how you know, but you know that you know. Hallelujah. And it is by the Holy Ghost that you know. So Bible is saying whatever it is that is given to you by according to the will of God, it says that you declare. Now, Notice that this watchman says that he stands continually upon the tower in the daytime and also in his post at nighttime. So this is a man, whoever this watchman is, the prophet, the intercessor, of course, born again. This person stands in the place of prayer day and night. You come in the day, you will find him. You come at night, you will find him. You know, I often tell people, so you might not pray 24/7, but you see, there's an attitude that keeps your heart in contact with God. So you're not praying all the time, but you're communing with God almost all the time. Hallelujah. Because you fed yourself with scriptures, your heart is loaded with the word of God. So you're going about your businesses, but you're meditating on what it is that you have studied with God. So you're going about, but you're communing with the Spirit of God. Now, that means your heart is open to God. So you might not always be doing the 2 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours prayer, you know, round the clock. Of course, if you're doing that, it means you will not be able to do anything for the entire day, entire period. So this watchman is like, you'll find a Daniel. Daniel will tell you he prayed in the morning, he prayed in the afternoon, he prayed in the evening. You will always find him at that tower praying. And that's why Daniel knew God as the revealer of secrets, because God brought mysteries unto that man. You'll find our Lord Jesus Christ also in that position. Jesus will separate himself to pray. Sometimes we'll pray all night. Hallelujah. And Jesus will come and proclaim what it is that the Lord has given to him. Amen. He never got weary of communing with the Father. Remember that I once said it here, that a man of God I loved to listen to says that prayer is you giving earthly permission for heavenly interference. So you permit that the Lord God Almighty interferes in the affairs of men, hallelujah, through you. So, hallelujah. So this watchman is given to prayer day and night, meaning there's no time the Lord comes that this man, hallelujah, there's no time the Lord comes that this man is not found standing in the gap. And so the Lord is not limited, because he has this breed of his kind standing in the gap and allowing him do what he needs to do upon the surface of the earth. Now, let's look at Ezekiel 33. Now, this man, as wonderful as it is that the Lord has given the watchman this job to stand in that gap, let's read verse 7. Now, I would love for you to read the entire chapter. Ezekiel 33 is loaded. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, "So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel." You see again, he says, "I have set thee." Hallelujah. Appointed you, it says, a watchman unto the house of Israel, meaning I've set you as a watchman unto the nation. So this watchman was sent unto the nation. You could be sent to your family, to people around, even to your state, to your nation. It depends as the Lord wills, but he would usually show you which way he intends to go with you. Hallelujah. And then he says, therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Hallelujah. So he's saying you will hear the word from me and then you will warn them. Hallelujah. So the watchman has been given the trumpet that he needs to sound. And if you read Ezekiel 33, the Bible here says that for those who hear the sound of that alarm, he's sounding the alarm, and that alarm is sounding, is coming from heaven. So he sounds the alarm here upon the surface of the earth. And the Bible says that for those who hear him and obey, it says they will be saved. But for those who hear and refuse to obey, it says they will be condemned, they will be destroyed. Now, the life of a watchman requires swift response. It means you yield to the Holy Ghost. When he moves you, you move. If he comes to you and prods you, you move. You don't tell him what time you need to move. No, because there are lives, there are things that are important that are tied to it, that is beyond that little distraction of yours that won't let you do the job. And so the life of a watchman is one that is absolutely yielded to the Spirit of God, meaning you understand the Lordship of Jesus and you understand the movement of the Holy Ghost. So these kind of things, it takes time to gain mastery in it, because you will have to stand, especially on the word and in the place of prayer, for quite some time, because your spirit man will need to be processed. Your spirit man will need to be sharpened. Your spirit man will need to be absolutely in tune with heaven. Hallelujah. So that whatever it is that you pick from heaven will be accurate. And so when you deliver it to people, you will not deliver a wrong message. And you will be such that God can trust you. Now, that's why that gaining mastery is also there. That vessel needs to be trusted, that when I entrust these deep secrets to you, it will not go to waste. Because the Bible in Ezekiel 33 is saying, when I give you the word, the messages, and I give you to people, and you refuse to move, the ones who die from that, their iniquity, because the reason why I'm giving you, because they're living in sin, they're living in their iniquity. The ones who die in their iniquity because they didn't hear you. It says, even though they died in their iniquity, which is bad for them, but you see, their blood I will require of it from your hands. So a watchman is tied to his messages. His life is tied to those messages, meaning the reward you get in heaven is tied to that job that God has given to you. So there is a matter of urgency for every message that is released to you. Now, don't stand and say, I'm not here. You are. Hallelujah. You will know by the Spirit of God. The Lord gives you visions. He gives you revelations. He speaks to you. You don't understand. Begin to understand from today by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, a watchman, I just tell you quickly who he is. He's a representative of heaven. He's an ambassador. Hallelujah. So the Lord, he rightly represents God at every point in time. Hallelujah. So he speaks only what it is that's been given to him to speak. Praise the Lord. He's swift to respond. He doesn't tell God when he will respond. No, as the Lord gives him, he moves. Hallelujah. You look at the prophets Isaiah, you look at Jeremiah, you see how the Lord used them, even in their everyday life. Hallelujah. And they were always quick to respond. He will use scenarios or instances in their life to explain what it is that is going to happen to the nation, you know, of Israel. Hallelujah. So a watchman is one who is willing to go. Hallelujah. He's the one who is willing to go, even though it might not be what he's looking to do. Amen. It might not be what he's thinking of doing. But as long as it is coming from God, he yields. As long as it's coming from the Holy Ghost, he yields. He's also someone who declares the messages that he receives is given without adding his own and without subtracting. He gives it as it is given by God. And also, he's a man who is given to stamina, he's given to ability. He's able to perceive things, pick things in the spirit. Hallelujah. And of course, I said that takes a bit of time because you need to gain mastery. You're going to have to enjoy being in the presence of God. That's the only way. You need to create that atmosphere for God to move. You need to make it conducive for him to be able to move. Hallelujah. And I also said that he's one who is given to spiritual stamina. There needs to be stamina. Jesus prayed long hours. Hallelujah. Watchman is not the one who prays 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you are tired. No, you are not there yet. You will need to wait. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost can. When Moses went to speak to God, he didn't go there 2 minutes and he's out. No, he will wait. Hallelujah. And God had a wonderful time speaking to that man. Praise the Lord. So I would like for you to just open up your heart and pray. Perhaps the Lord needs to speak to your family, needs to do great things, you know, in your home. But just because you're not sensitive enough, he can't find you. He can't find a vessel to use. Perhaps it's your nation, you know, or your workplace or your neighborhood. But he's just looking for that man who is able to stand at that watchtower day and night, that when he visits, he knows he's coming to you. Are you the one? Hallelujah. Are you the one? Are you the one whom, because you're standing in that position, evil is averted? Are you the man who, because you're standing in that position, the captives are set free? Are you the one, because you're standing in that position, lives of men are saved and people are not going to hell? Are you the one, because you stand in that position, you know, healings take place just because of you? Is it you? Hallelujah. I'd just like for you to pray to the Holy Spirit after listening to this message. Let Him teach you. And I command the ears and your eyes be open to God, your heart be open to Him to receive. Please use whatever platform you have to be able to pass this message across. Thank you so much for listening, and I will bring you another message next week as the Holy Spirit wills. In Jesus' name, amen.